Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. Thank you so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. This is episode number 35, and I am still in the series where I'm doing a book review of the 10 Natural Laws of Successful Time and Life Management by Hiram Smith. Whew, this is week number 5 of talking about the book. I have just fallen in love with this book. I think he offers a lot of insight that has been extremely helpful to me, and I hope to you guys that are following along with me. I also hope that you've picked up a copy of the book for yourself. It is available on Amazon.com for around $16. I found my copy at the Half Price bookstore for around $7. So it's definitely worth the investment, because I've read it and reread it and underlined and highlighted, and it's just been, you know, a really valuable resource for me. So this week, law number 5 is titled Daily Planning Leverages Time Through Increased Focus. And so I have just titled it Focus. You know, I'm writing and recording this during the pandemic of 2020, and it's still so surreal to say those words, but that is my current reality. And this section of the book talks about focus, which has actually been one of the hardest things that I've been trying to do during this time. But the funny part is that if you look at my vision board, which I created at the beginning of this year, 2020, all you see is the word focus on it. It's pretty surreal. So back to the pandemic. In the beginning of the pandemic, you didn't know what to do with yourself because you really couldn't go anywhere and everything was just so unknown. But as we have been in this holding pattern for about 6 months now, life has somewhat gotten back to normal, and it's gotten harder to focus on all the things that one needs to do. You feel like you lost time in some areas of life, but you also feel like you gained a lot in other areas of life. I know I do. Needless to say, I am grateful that my family has been safe, and one day soon we will get back to, and I'm doing air quotes, normal. So, focus. Okay, so law number 5 has a lot of good stuff in it. And, you know, I can't even share everything that he has in there. It's just too much. But I wanted to give you an overview of the points that really stood out to me. So, Hiram talks about something he calls the 3 magic hours. The 3 magic hours can be at any time of the day where you can focus on things uninterrupted. His 3 magic hours are 5 a.m. to 8 a.m., but yours, you know, don't have to be. It's any time that you can carve out just For yourself, and then plan the activities that you will accomplish during that time so you are extremely productive during that time. So let me repeat that. He says, you know, if you're going to take these 3 hours, you need to stop and identify what you're going to be working on during those 3 hours to ensure that you will be able to maximize your time. And, you know, I bet you're wondering, what should you be doing during that time? Well, that's when you prioritize your tasks, ensuring that they line up with your goals. So we have to keep in mind that he is building a framework of thinking that is, once you have your values set, these are your governing values, this is how you view the world, this is how you move in the world, that then you outline your daily activities and everything else according to those values. Then you also have to prioritize, just in case you come across something where it's competing with that value. They both, you know, may be important things, but one is going to be more of a priority based on your goals that you set for this time of the year. So it really kind of helps me to think about, you know, setting the goal or my top five for today that should still align with my overall big goal that I'm trying to reach for the year. So then he shares some tools and suggestions on how to prioritize your daily task list. And he suggests that you don't move to the next thing until you got the most important thing for that day accomplished. Now, I will be honest with you and, you know, remind you that I am the one who usually has about 12 tabs open and multitasking all throughout the day. But I tried his priority list and it was hard to stick to, but it actually did work. I pushed through, hyper-focused on what needed to get accomplished within the timelines that I had set. And, you know, I know that if I continue utilizing his techniques, I will definitely see a change for the better. So you have to get the book to learn how to use that system. It will be worth the $16 just for that. So another important section under law number 5 that he talks about is character. And I just had to laugh at this because I really feel like the Lord is taking me through a lot of training around character to make sure that, you know, I'm shored up for what is to come. And so the definition that he uses for character hit different today as I'm sitting here and doing this recording, because I'm downloading all kinds of other information, and, you know, I've grown so much in a short period of time. And so, you know, this definition, it really hits home. So his definition of character is that it is the ability to carry out a worthy decision after the emotion of making that decision has passed. I purposefully paused there because, ooh, that is good. I'm going to say it again. Character is the ability to carry out a worthy decision after the emotion of making the decision has passed. You know, that is an awesome definition. And I think that is where most people stumble, especially myself, even if they don't realize it. I know that I didn't. You know, it takes discipline to make and keep promises, especially to ourselves. We will usually put ourselves last. Instead of completing those daily tasks that we set for ourselves, we've allowed an unexpected interruption to steal our time. And, you know, now we're too tired to do what we had planned. But we have to learn to override that emotion and still complete the task. And believe you me, it is not easy. I am still working on this one. But when we master this and we master this, then we are able to create those positive habits. And Hiram says that habits allow us to perform thousands of tasks and routines without causing mental overload. You just do it without even thinking about it. And, you know, at this age, you would think that it's like, you know, certain things are just automatic. But as you're trying to make changes, you know, things are difficult. It's difficult to make change, but it's not impossible. So according to Hiram, developing good habits in every area of our lives, from our diet to how we communicate, can be viewed as a conscious effort to become consistent in our performance. And I know consistency is key. You know, I call it being intentional. So, you know, I redecorated my room not too long ago with the help of my cousin, Fawn Cumby, of Staged by Design. It's about 3 months ago, and it turned out fabulous. Let me reiterate that. It turned out fabulous. But in order to keep it that way, I have to be very intentional about putting things back in their place. You know, we had baskets for certain things, and we had purchased items with a specific use. And if I was not intentional in how I moved in the space, it would get overwhelming very quickly. So I've learned that being intentional can be exhausting, but it is also very rewarding to maintain my living space how I like it. And in short order, things became a habit and I didn't get so worn out trying to keep it up. And so we have to take that same approach in other areas of life. Like he said, you know, we want to develop good habits in every area of our life, from our diet to how we communicate. And so think of all the things that can fall in between there. So, you know, when people talk about, well, I ain't got nothing to work on, that's not true. Everybody has something that they could be working on and becoming more consistent in, and creating new habits that are going to help you in the long run. So that's all I'm going to share about law number 5 with you. When I tell you, he has so much good stuff under law number 5. And, you know, this actually ends part 1 of the book that focuses on time management. And so part 2 will focus on life management. And boy, let me tell you, it's some good stuff in there that I believe is actually extremely relevant to the times that we are living in today. So I can't wait to share that information with you. And again, if you haven't gotten a copy of the book, the title is The 10 Natural Laws of Successful Time and Life Management by Hiram Smith. It is available on Amazon.com. And if you are following along with me in my challenge, this is the last 90 days. It started October 1st, so you're not too late. You can jump on board right now. We're following along in the planner, and we're continuing to have conversation around the topics that he has in the book. And we're in prayer. We're truly seeking God to wrap up 2020 and to look forward to what will be in 2021. So join me, check me out on Facebook, Instagram, all the places to participate and get an invite into the Rehab Your Life community group. That's where all of the challenge information is going to be. So thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Have a great day. This episode is sponsored by Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. Ladies, if you care about your skin, then you need a free skincare consultation from Danielle Smith to be sure that you have the products that you need to look your best. There is a product line for every skin type. If you have sensitive skin, she's got something for that. If you are all natural, there is a naturals line. If you just want to maintain your natural glow, there's an anti-aging line. And let me tell you about their lip scrub and the lip balm, baby. These lips are kissable. flexible and soft. Right now, for my customers, she is offering a free skincare consultation for local Houston area listeners. And for everyone, including the Houston area listeners, she's offering 25% off of any skincare line purchase. Check out her Facebook page at Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, or go to her website at www.marykay.com/Danielle Smith. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.